That's what I like about the swimming pool. Here's today's congenital host, Shoopy.
No.
Why not?
No.
Let's let him tell his own story here.
You sure?
No.
Bad idea.
All right, earlier today, or actually, I guess over the last few days, this has become known to all of us. And because of the procedure, I guess the protocol, the procedure, the legal ramifications of something like this, this probably got out before we were ready for it to, but it's out there now, so let's address.
This is how we were welcomed home after pillaging Arizona.
Right.
Like, I'd been off the plane for about an hour.
Yeah, it was. It was Sorry. An hour.
I'd been home for about 20 minutes after a nice cab ride with a guy who had no idea where he was going.
Or who you were.
Well, yeah, that's a given.
Come on.
Anyway, 20 minutes, I'm there. The phone rings. I see it's Shoopy. And I think, oh, what a nice surprise.
Shoopy maybe, was so excited.
Maybe there is a fun scene developing here that I should be a part of. But I found out that it was, no, not exactly that he had to tell me about. I was very excited to hear from him, but let's just say my excitement diminished in pretty short order.
When I asked you if you had a moment?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Never good.
Right. Whenever anybody asks you, got a moment, got a minute, anything like that, it's never good. And I was the recipient of this message from Shoopy.
I put in my 2 weeks' notice on Friday and will be going back to college this summer. Last day up here is April 6th. Going back to UNT.
Yeah, this was a tough one.
Yeah, I get the text message from Mike. Act like you don't know, of course, but you're about to get a phone call you're not going to want to hear.
Yeah, and then I sent the same one to him, but I didn't say act like you don't know.
Yeah, it was, I was walking
I mean, I thought Shoopy might want to tell you himself, but what the hell?
Yeah, I definitely called pretty much everybody whose number I had that works during the day up here and started making my way down the weekend people, but kind of gave up. I got too emotional.
This one stings.
You get around to Kevin Turner?
I did. He was the last one I called, I think.
This yeah. one stings
because
like a son
knew
of
Corby
a bitch.
Would want it that way.
Right. I needed Kevin on that list somewhere.
Am
it
I
does
wrong?
Sting. No, no, no. This
no,
one hurts.
No, no, no. You're not wrong.
This one hurts. How long you been doing this now with us?
With y'all since August of 06.
Was so your going regular, on 6 years.
Yeah, and was your regular fill-in guy 2 years before that. Been with Bad Radio 7.5 years. June 3rd would have been my 10th year overall up here.
Wow. You almost made it 10 years and you're only 26.
Yeah. Somehow I stuck around.
That is just flat-out amazing. Yeah, I didn't really know how to take it because, I mean, I totally
understand.
I support you, and I told you that, and I still do, and I always support you and understand what you're doing and all that, but still, it's very confusing.
That doesn't mean we have to like it.
No.
And
no.
We don't.
Honestly, I don't necessarily love the idea of leaving this place either, but I also know that it's basically the right time to do it and
the tasty way to do it.
Yeah.
So what made you decide to go back to college? Obviously it's been festering
for
some time.
Really started hammering in the back of my mind about a year ago, probably like after turning 25, coming up on 5 years full time.
Right.
All that and realizing that being a career board op isn't without a college degree isn't necessarily the best way to move up.
All right, like, well, let me ask you this. Let's say that you would have finished your college degree because you started out at SMU, for those who don't know, and you got about halfway done.
Yeah, and I quit when I became full-time with y'all.
Yeah. Let's say you would have finished things.
Uh-huh.
And graduated at 22 or 23 or whatever. Would you still be doing this?
I believe so, yes.
You would go You do. You'd be still be bored.
Yes,
hopping.
Until I, you know, got a chance to move up or something like that. This is purely to get the degree. I'm excited for that, but leaving here is...
It's going to suck.
It's incredibly surreal, and, you know, like I said in that email to you guys, been listening since I was 13. I've been aware of the station since I was about 8 when it started, when my dad would listen.
Eight.
So, this is all I've really known.
Yeah.
You know? And the thought of leaving is very weird. A little bit scary. I'm excited at the same time, but for me, this is the definition of bittersweet. Sorry.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. It's got to be incredibly difficult because for a lot of us, you know, me and Gordon and I are about the same age, and basically all of our adult lives have been here. You know, like from 23 on,
mm-hmm.
post college, this is the only place I've known. For you, though, it started since you were
before senior year of high school.
Yeah, I mean, you were a kid. I mean, a lot of us were kids when we started, but you were, 16. In the truest sense of the word, a kid when you started, and this is all you know.
Yeah, and it's all I've wanted to do.
Yeah,
and. Yeah. For all I know, in 2 years, when I get the degree, hopefully in that time span, maybe I'll come back. Maybe I'll find something else. I really don't know.
I mean, do you want to get back into radio?
Like, if I were to get into radio, it would be here.
I mean, do you want to kind of start jacking around with the management thing?
The idea of that intrigues me. I don't know if I'd necessarily want to stay on the other side of the...
Right.
Of the... I don't know what you call it.
I think you found something that you really, really, really enjoy doing, and you could. And if it was cost effective, and there may have been room for financial growth, and this being a real career, it's something you could probably do for 15, 20 years.
There's no question about that, and
that's a
yeah. This for the Howard Stern show.
This is
you could do that.
This is a very ugly side of this business because you get guys like Grubbs in here that look. Let's be honest. What he has done in this position, he has done not even a little bit better than anybody that's ever come before him. It's exponential.
Yeah, he's revolutionized
the position. He has revolutionized the position, and not only just the way he goes about his business and what he does, you know, during the hours that we're on the air, but the kind of niche that he's created for himself. He is a fabric of the radio station. I mean, this isn't just like this one. I mean, for what Grubbs does in his title, to me, this is going to hurt worse than losing the hammer. Mm. This is going to be a really tough one to get over because you can't expect somebody to come in here and do what this kid's been doing for the last 10 years.
No.
Even close to what he's been. I mean, these are some massive shoes to fill.
It takes time to find one's place, and it'll take time for whoever takes over there to find their place, and, you know, things will be reshaped a little bit. That's all part of getting somebody new in there. You know, that's the way it was when Shoopy took over, and, you know, the wheel continues to turn. This is just part of it.
Yep.
But it doesn't make losing Shoopy, who's our good friend, any easier.
Yeah, that's another thing, is you're everybody's buddy, you know?
I'm a good guy.
You really are.
You're one of our black friends.
You are.
That's the thing.
One of our bestest black friends. So college, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to study in college? That's what people are are asking me, and I don't know what to tell them about this.
Honestly, I haven't met with the academic advisor and all that, but the plan is to start off trying.
So he's going to ask you what you want to do, and you're going to tell him play fart drops.
That's right? What I'd like to do for a living. But no, the plan is to try and get a business degree. I feel like...
Boring!
But if that becomes too boring or too tough for me, I'll probably switch back to radio. Because I know that.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Well, find that very helpful.
What did you start out as at SMU? Just
communications.
General stuff.
Yeah. So I've got about 50 hours left. In theory, I can knock it out in about 2 years, and I guess go from there.
Well, there's a couple of positives out of this. Can you imagine the number of going away parties he's going to milk out of this?
Oh, man.
And I'm already getting a message. Here's a message from people from Denton ready to welcome you up to that fine city. Here's Aaron. Tell Groobs that I'm going to get him a different piece of ass for each stage of grief that he goes through when he moves to Denton.
Can't wait.
Now, did you choose North Texas?
Yeah, why not SMU again?
Honestly, the only reason I went to SMU was because it was close to the station.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, it helped that my parents went there, and you know, I was familiar with the campus and all that. Had some friends there, but all things being equal,
you didn't think that SMU scene suited you, huh?
Not entirely. All things being equal, I got accepted by North Texas out of high school as well. All things being equal, I would have gone there if I wasn't working here.
So you know, you're going to be able to get into North Texas and everything.
Yes,
that's all been squared away and taken care of.
Yeah, got accepted on the 15th.
And when are you going to start?
The plan is most likely summer one term, might become summer two term. Summer one term is May 15th or so. Summer two is June. Just kind of depends on.
So you're taking what? You got a month off here then?
Basically a month, yeah.
To get moved and situated and enrolled. And
go to as many Ranger games as possible.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just get back into, try and get into the academic mindset and not thinking about fart drops and stuff all day.
Okay, so.
And what stuff Norm might have in his underwear.
Here's something that's going to be really strange for you, and that is in your day-to-day life, listening and or not listening to this station when you can, when you can't.
Yeah.
Because you basically heard every bad radio and every hard line for a decade.
Right.
And I know you enjoy them.
Yeah, of course. Still do.
Yeah, you know. I know. That's going to be really strange, though. Like,
it'll be different.
Think of all the judging that's going to happen from Groobs.
Oh, man.
When he hears the new board op in here, whoever that may be.
Jake or KT or TC or someone. Texting him every single time. Or no, I'll tweet it so everybody can see it. But then I'll probably lose all my followers because I'll be irrelevant in about a week and a half.
No. They would not bail on you. Not at all. Well, this is awesomeness. So now we have a place to stay in Denton.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Anytime.
And yeah, now we got to start planning the going away party. I offered up my house, but then I thought,
that is a terrible idea.
I don't want to do
that.
I've
already destroyed
your life. You know what? And you know when that was for Justin leaving.
Alec Drake throwing up in your pool?
That was the last board op.
Alec Drake won't be coming to this.
The last board op going away party we had was for Justin Neely, and Groobs came over and barfed in my yard.
Yeah.
Like, a month after I turned 21, and the next day I was running the show.
It's a rite of passage.
I can't believe I can't.
All right, so that's, you know, whoever they pick
has to go to Corby's yard and stick his finger down his throat and puke.
No, just do it like I did. Drink way too much free Belvedere vodka. Justin Neely said, "No, dude, let's drink some vodka. It's free. Let's have it."
Yeah.
So I was like, okay.
Either that or make a mad dash across the Barley House floor to the trash can.
And hope that a pizza box isn't covering the top of it.
Right.
Yeah, I think I don't want to do it at my house. I want to do it at, because I don't want to have to get babysitters and crap for my kids.
Yeah, we can just have it at Barley House with all our black P1 friends as well.
Yeah, let's do that. You guys have gigs next Thursday or anything? Can you guys swing next Thursday?
Sure.
Can you?
As far as I know.
I need something more definitive than far as I know. I need a yes or a no, because I'm going to start. The ball
next
will be
Thursday?
The ball will be in motion, yes, tonight.
Men's club, right?
No, we're not going to the men's club.
Why not?
Because we want to go somewhere where Groobs likes.
He likes hunkies. The men's club.
Shut
up,
Ty.
He likes hunkies.
Hunkies.
Would that be the 5th? April.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be insanely hungover my last day.
Why not? Who cares? Big deal.
Just like pretty much every day.
Yeah. Well, you'll be missed, young man.
I love you guys.
Love you too.
Oh, you're leaving on opening day, Shoopy.
I know.
Oh my gosh. The awful symmetry.
Like I said, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
What?
It's a lyric.
closing time, semisonic.
Oh, God.
He knew he couldn't watch the Ranger games up here, so he quit.
Yeah. I can't even tweet the damn game. So what's the point? Will the TVs be here by the time I leave?
No.
No, they won't.
They won't even be here by Christmas.
Will Brett be here?
Yes.
He will outlast me.
Yes.
Don't be so sure.
That's fun.
Don't be so sure. Hopefully, he won't.